Hi, I'm Gary Kahn. I'm running for Board of County Commissioners. I filed on December 11th, which happened to be my father's 99th birthday. And primary day happens to be March 15th, which is a day after my mother's birthday, which would have been her 92nd birthday. So I'm dedicating this campaign to the birthdays of both my mother and my father. I'm also running because I have been unhappy with the way the current Board of County Commissioners has been run. And I think things need to be changed. Budget process is not what I expect it to be. I want to prioritize the budget. I think it's being spent in some of the wrong places, and what we are doing, I think there are improvements to be made. And one final reason is because knowing that Bonnie Hauser and Andy Cagle and Mark McCapelis are running again encouraged me to turn this into a reunion party. So that's another reason why I decided to run, even though after losing my mayoral candidacy in Chapel Hill this past November, so let's turn it into a reunion party. So that's why I'm running again. There's a lot of work to be done as far as where our money should be going for the budget right now, and that's why I decided to run. When I ran 2 years ago, I did not have the endorsement of the party I was running under, and the fact that I got 24% of the vote, that which really surprised me, thinking, well, there are the people who actually are very independent thinkers and not happy with the way things are, and this last run for mayor actually showed that with Penn Heminger defeating Mark Heinschmidt recently. And I think there is a lot of anger, voter dissent with the current way things are. And I figure, well, you know what these people have done. You know, if you're happy, vote them out of office like you did our former mayor, you know, and go for the total change. You know, you shouldn't be happy still. If you're really unhappy with somebody, don't say, well, I'll vote for them again, even though I don't like what they're doing. Actually do something about it. Go out and vote. I'd like to see more citizen participation when they do hold meetings, but that's true, I guess, for what goes on in Hillsborough and what goes on here in Chapel Hill, that people claim they don't have the time, but if they really are concerned about what goes on, they'll make the time. The budget is a major concern. I figure, you know, people are saying, we're not bankrupt or anything like that, but and we have a good bond rating. I just think that we really need to prioritize our budget, you know, and stop taxing the people just because a project needs to be just with whatever good money that we do have now. Focus them on the right point, like affordable housing. And we recently got an increase in our taxes for the school system. And the fact that this bond issue is coming up again kind of annoys me a little bit. You know, I'm neither for or against the bond issue, but you're actually hurting those people who you really want to help. I figure they could do a better job of prioritizing the school system as well as our own government right now. Basically, I have no political experience, whereas everybody else who has run has political experience. So with total, if you're really serious about changing in the county, I'm your alternative. If you're happy with the same old, it's that guy said last November, if you're happy with the same old, vote for four. But this year, I think people are really tired, you know, analyzing the election results. They really are tired of the same old. And the people, one thing is, when I was reading a lot of the comments from the letters from endorsed so-and-so, a lot of those people were saying what I had been campaigning for, but they still voted for the other people. It's like, say, we agree with what you're saying, but we're not going to vote for you. I want to put a stop to that. Vote for me. Give me a chance. And then after I do get that chance, you know, if you don't like what I'm doing, then you could vote me out of office. But at least give me the chance to prove something to you, you know, and that's what I'm seeking right now.